So that when you think it's so remarkable, sure, people are going to change. And they have changed. Americans have always changed. I remember once my father advertised for a stationary engineer. And then he was connected with some plant he was interested in. And then he got bored with the idea of interviewing me. So he made me interview all the stationary engineers, although I knew nothing about it. And first you'd have an American, and he'd had 20 jobs. Then you'd have an Englishman who'd worked for the London County Council for 27 years. And he came over here. Then you'd have another American that had had 15 jobs. And then you'd have another Scot who'd worked at one thing for 20 years. We've always changed jobs and changed places and moved and learned new things. But we haven't been quite as acutely conscious of it. And the break hasn't been quite as dramatic as it is at present. That's all. And of course, a lot more people were dead. Life was easier because most of the people who are alive today as great-grandparents would never have been alive at all. They died as babies. And now we have this great mass of fragile people that are living a long time. And we have people who live like human vegetables for years and years. They didn't exist in my childhood. The first human vegetable, you know, an old person being kept alive by perfect intravenous feeding or something, that I ever saw, I was in my late 20s. The only old people I ever saw were, well, they might be a little deaf. They had to wear glasses to read the Bible, but a lot of them could tat at 90 without glasses. How many people know what the word tat means? Just a little sprinkle. Well, it's one of the things that my grandmother always did. She tatted. And making little round circles with a little bobbin that turned up to be table mats. And the people that were alive had good eyes and good ears and, on the whole, good minds. Today we have masses of old people who aren't as strong, who still live. And this makes a lot of difference. Yes? Now, I'm not quite sure I understand. You mean that in our grandparents' day there wasn't as much change?
Well, 10 years, you know, where they had to go across the country or move from one part of the state to another. It's such a great change.
Well, it's a great effort. When I said that the people, the pioneers in this country, and especially striking of the women, were very strong. And only the strongest people lived. Remember, people had 10 children, and 2 lived, and 3 lived. Strong men buried 3 wives. Strong women buried 3 husbands. And a great proportion of parents died before their children were grown. So the whole caliber of the population was different from what it is today when people have had good medical care since they were babies. They're much more fragile. And we don't require the same kind of physical toughness from them. Also, we require a great deal, possibly, a different kind of psychological toughness. Classes have to begin in about a minute or something, I think. And there's that vague restlessness coming over the group that, as you know, this is going to end in a minute, so I'm going to end it right now.